welcome back. This is Alfred of WXYZ out of Hawaii, and it is storming right now. So we are going to talk to you about the advantages and dangers of credit card use. I have Ithaca Woodland online, and he will be talking to you about this topic. So how you doing today, Ithaca?
Pretty good. Excited to be here. How are you doing?
Good, good. So you have some interesting stuff to tell us today.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about credit today.
All right, let's get started.
So I'll start off by saying that a credit card is pre-approved credit, which can be used to purchase items now and make payments on them later.
And could you tell us some of the types of credit cards there are?
Well, there are bank credit cards, retail credit cards, travel and entertainment cards, prestige cards, and affinity cards.
I see. And so tell us, why should I or anyone else use a credit card?
Well, there are many reasons. For one, responsible use can establish good credit history.
And that, in turn, can help you when you're in need of taking out a loan for buying a car or etc., correct?
Yes, it's true. It can be very helpful while purchasing these items. However, irresponsible use can damage credit history,
which then can make it very hard to take out a loan. I've heard of many cases when young college kids not understanding the fully how to use the credit card, and they damage their credit score, and then in turn it's very hard for them to take out a loan for their car or books or whatever they may need at that time because of their poor credit score.
Yeah, you know, this is really sad, and it's happening all over the country, and it's become more and more common.
Well, hopefully shows like these will help minimize the problem. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go away. I'm here with Ithaca, and he's still talking to us about credit. And Ithaca, what is another reason why we should be using credit cards?
Well, Alfred, it's a convenience factor. Credit cards are just a nice thing to have. Credit cards are they're actually also accepted across the United States and abroad.
Yes, they are a convenience. I use mine all the time to buy things online or book hotels over the phone. And sure, there's other reasons you'd like to tell us why credit cards are a good thing to have.
Yeah, you know, they are a good thing to have. They can be used for emergency buying power. They're also additional form of identification and often required to hold reservations.
Oh, that's great. I believe they can also be used to purchase big ticket items earlier, correct?
Yeah, and there'll be a record of purchases on your bill statement at the end of each month.
Yeah, and that's extremely helpful. But tell us, are there any reasons why we should not use a credit card? Or what are the disadvantages of using a credit card?
Yes, there is. There's actually a few more disadvantages other than the one we mentioned earlier.
And what might those be, Ithaca?
Well, it's actually an expensive way to borrow money due to the high interest rates.
Yes, that is true. And I'm sure there's other disadvantages.
Yeah, there's also higher risk for impulsive buying and overspending.
And this is why we need to educate people about this to use their credit cards wisely so they don't end up in situations like we mentioned earlier where they won't be able to take out loans because of their misuse of credit cards.
One must also read the fine print very well because there are many hidden fees and surcharges.
Yes, very good point. It is extremely important to read this fine print. Otherwise, you may end up in a situation you might not want to be in, or a card that you might not want to have.
Correct. Privacy is also an increasing concern, and with credit cards, it always seems to make identity theft easier.
And that is a disappointing fact. However, to help stop this, it's not 100% bulletproof, but if you write CID instead of signing your name, when your credit card is stolen, it will not be able to be used.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point, Alfred, and thanks for having me on the show today, man.
No problem, Ithaca. It was a pleasure to have you. And to all our listeners, thanks for listening, and we'll get back to you later.